Talking with Senator Mike Schultz, Senator, you've been the point person on the Senate side in this kind of lengthy conversation about a measure regarding teeth floating, equine dentistry. You had your measure, what, 1999,
right.
And then 3202 came from the House side. That's the bill you're going with right now. We're hearing a lot of controversy from the other side. They're still, I guess, really putting up quite a fuss about it.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, there was always, since this issue started last spring, there's always been a question about the drugs. We can't find anything in our research to lead us to think it's really a drug issue. We believe that that's just being used to confuse it. But we certainly have language in the bill that makes very clear that people that shouldn't have drugs won't have drugs.
It seems like that going back to this full-page ad that they had in the statewide newspaper yesterday, they seemed to indicate there was just zero control as far as the flow from the veterinarian to theoretically that horse owner or that equine dentist. Reading the language, I don't see that. I see a pretty clear level of control there.
Yeah, and the language in the bill just basically reemphasizes the way the system works today, and the drugs that are used are prescription drugs. That prescription is written to the owner of the animal, not to the person doing the work, but to the owner of the animal, and that drug is purchased by the owner of the animal. And that's the way the system is. The bill just simply restates that to make sure that we are not allowing any drugs out there that shouldn't be out there.
What conversation are you hearing from your fellow senators at this point of this bill?
A lot of support on this side of the building for it has been since the beginning of the session. You know, we will bring the bill just as, I hope, as quick as we can get it to the floor. I think ultimately we will pass it. It'll be a lot of good questions, probably some spirited debate, but ultimately we will pass the measure.
You indicated that there may be an amendment or two that will be considered. Is this thing going to have to be then re-looked at by the House then?
Yeah, if the amendments get attached over here, it'll have to go back to the House to either accept or reject Senate amendments. One of the amendments that I put on just again, helps tighten that drug language up a little bit more and basically simply says there will be no controlled dangerous substances used in the floating of horse teeth. There is not today. Talking to the people that do that work say, you know, we don't use any products that go into that realm of regulation, and we just want to reemphasize in the bill that is not going to happen in the future.
Now that's actually the term you're using there. That's actually a term that's been defined previously by regulators, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Controlled dangerous substances are regulated by federal law, and the oversight of that goes to the Bureau of Narcotics. And again, we just want to, you know, reemphasize those products aren't used today, and those products won't be used in the future to float horses' teeth.
Indicating that we could see this literally in just a few more days.
That's certainly my desire, is to get it to the floor as quickly as we can.